Former Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrie-Ankara, has apologized to the people of Ghana and the President for anything that happened in Brazil and the performance of the Black Stars. Elvis Efrie-Ankara and his deputy, Joseph Yamin, were removed from the Sports Ministry in the wake of the country's disastrous outing at the 2014 World Cup. The President, John Dramani Mahama, took the decision just 48 hours after the country crashed out of the World Cup and chaos in the Stars' camp over the delay in paying players' appearance fees, which caused embarrassment to the country. The former minister arrived at the Cotonou International Airport last night from Brazil, where Radio Ghana's sports correspondent, Prince Peter Suman, had a chat with him.
Mr. Efrie-Ankara arrived at exactly 10 p.m. last night from the Turkish Airways and was dressed in his black African print and was glad to be back home. He was the leader of Ghana's delegation and was sorry that he couldn't fulfill his promise that he was going to make history at the 2014 FIFA World Cup. The former sports minister congratulated the new minister for youth and sports, Mahama Ayariga, and Mr. Ankara again promised to make account of every city spent in Brazil.
Thank you very much. I wasn't expecting the media here, but I'd like to say that I'm glad to be back. You know that the past few days have been very, very challenging for me. We went to Brazil with the expectation that we were going to do better than our previous performance. Unfortunately, that did not happen, and therefore Ghanaians are justifiably disappointed and angry. I am more disappointed than anybody else, and as leader of the delegation, I would like to use this opportunity to apologize to all Ghanaians for what happened and also for the behavior of the team, both on the field and off the pitch. Many, many things happen for which I'll give an appropriate account at the right time. Needless to say that I feel the pain and disappointment of Ghanaians.